Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to the Marriage and More Podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
What's up, and welcome to Marriage and More with your host,
Sterling
and Soretta Smith, where we talk about love, life, marriage,
and a whole lot more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. We know that you have busy lives, but we count it a privilege and an honor that you would tune in to the Marriage and More show with Sterling and I. You can always listen to the show at BashaniRadio.com. Better yet, download the Bashani Radio app, so that you can listen on the go, in the go, out the go, all day long. You can catch all of our replays. Please share it and let everybody know about it. We appreciate you so, so very much. Ain't that right, Sterling?
Yes, we do. We appreciate it. We appreciate just you guys tuning into our lives and just giving us the likes and just tuning into our love life.
All right, all right. So what's been going on this week?
Life as usual. I mean, life is busy, life is hectic, and just trying to live every day.
All right. NBA playoffs still going on.
Yes, we're hot into the playoffs right now. We're now down to the final 8 teams.
All right. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Anybody that beats the Golden State Warriors, that's whose team I'm cheering for. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Anybody that's listening, if there are any of the players listening on any of the teams, any team that will beat the Golden State Warriors, that's who I'm cheering for. That's why Draymond got ejected from the game.
Yeah, he did. But they still won, though, even though he got ejected.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to leave Draymond alone.
I mean, it was going to happen to him. That's his. That's how he plays. He just does things like that.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Good deal. So we are moving into Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day is on Sunday, and so it's always one of the busiest times of the year. People just out trying to do things, nice things for their moms, and so I'm excited going home, going to spend Mother's Day weekend in North Kakalaki with my mom, Ruth Davis. Shout out, Mother Ruth! Mother Ruth Davis going to be spending time with her. What's so funny?
That's how you said, Mother Ruth Davis.
That's my mama.
No, you don't be just how you said her name. I mean, happy Mother's Day, moms.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So we got to do something a little different this week because it's Mother's Day, and we wanted to just take our show and dedicate it to all the moms that are listening. And just shout out some moms. So we kind of went on Facebook Live and we put up some posts and asked people to drop their mom's name and, or whoever that special woman, it may be a daughter in love, a niece, or just someone who's like a mom, an auntie, and just shout out her name. So, you know, I'm going to go through my family and shout out, my peeps. Sterling's going to go through his family and shout out those ladies in his life. And then the folks that were tuned into our live that dropped their names of their loved ones and what they wanted to say and on Facebook, we're going to shout them out. We just want to, you know, recognize people, some other people, and shout them out and let them know that their loved one loves them. And I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, just let some people recognize their mothers.
All right.
It's just that one of those special holidays of the year.
So I'm going to go ahead and get started. So, of course, the first person that I want to shout out is my own mother. And I think you already know her name, Ruth Davis. And if you guys remember, Mom actually came on the show when we did the In-Laws versus the Outlaw show. She came on the reboot show.
Yeah, Mom's brought some knowledge.
Yeah, because
Mom brought the pain. Mom straightened some people out. I like Mom's. Mom's handling her business. I like that.
Y'all started messing with Sterling, and Mother Ruth had to come on the show
play that.
And set y'all straight.
Play that.
She had to come on
Mom
the show.
Mom said she gonna regulate.
She had to come on the show and set y'all straight and tell y'all that she does get along with her son-in-law and all this stuff that we did say was absolutely true. And so shout out to my mom, Ruth Davis. She is a very humble, kind, and gentle soul. She is full of so much wisdom. And she's not like me. She's not loud like me. She's very quiet, very meek. But when she speaks, her words and her wisdom and the knowledge, it is so powerful. And she doesn't have to say it in a loud tone. She's very gentle, but the words that she speaks is so powerful. She's probably one of the most loving. She is the most loving. I can tell you guys so many stories. I remember when I was pregnant with Jalen. And I remember being so sick that I had to be hospitalized in the last trimester of my pregnancy. And I'm telling y'all, the nurses were laughing at me because they had brought a bed in the room for my mom to sleep in. And the bed I was in, I mean, I was just so uncomfortable. And I got out of my hospital bed and went and got in the bed with my mom. And my mom held me like I was a little girl. And I'm telling you, that was the most comfort and peace that I had in that hospital the entire time that I had been in there. And the nurses walked in and they looked in the bed and they were like, where is she at? Where did she go? And they looked over at my mom and they started laughing and they said, ain't that something? She having the baby. And now the baby that's having the baby is in the bed with her mama like she's a baby. And I remember in 2013, I had surgery and I ended up with 3 radical infections. And I was on my deathbed and my mom, who was not well herself, came here and she took care of me. She nursed me back to health. She cleaned, she cooked, and she took care of me until I was back up on my feet. And I remember the doctor commenting. He was like, you have a wonderful mother. Your mother is such a sweet lady. I mean, she stayed there in the hospital with me. She even saved me because they got me mixed up with someone else and they were about to give me insulin to treat diabetes. And I wasn't a diabetic. And had my mom not been in that room and said, wait a minute, my daughter's not a diabetic, and they would have given me that insulin, you know, who knows
what
could have happened. So I could go on and on and on and on about my mom. But Mom Ruth Davis, Mother Ruth, church mother, I love you and happy Mother's Day and can't wait to hang out with you this weekend. Let's get our nails done. Let's get our toes done and let's have a little bit of fun. And this is from my brother, Winston Davis Jr. He said he wanted to shout out my mom too. And he says, I love your kind and caring spirit. I'm your number one fan. That's from your baby boy, Winston Davis Jr. to my mom, Ruth Davis. He said, I love your kind and caring spirit. I'm your number one fan. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. And then I have aunts. Like I said, aunts can be like mothers. I grew up really close to all of my aunts. At some point in time, I was their child before they had children. I was their child. I was glued to them. So to my aunt, I guess I'll try to go in order of age. My aunt, my mother's sister, rest in peace, my aunt Mary Lee, my aunt Maggie, I loved her dearly, rest in peace. My aunt Sandra McQueen, I won't tell you where she lives, my aunt Sandra McQueen, love you, happy Mother's Day, Aunt Sandra. Aunt Aura, well, I think Aunt Jen Jen is the next oldest, Aunt Jen Jen, Jennifer McQueen, my Aunt Jen Jen, I love you so much, Aunt Jen Jen. And my Aunt Aura McQueen, aka Peaches. She's going to get me for telling her nickname, y'all. Love you, Aunt Aura, so much. And thanks to all of my aunts for all that you poured into me as a young girl, training me, teaching me. And you know, I wouldn't be where I am today without all that you instilled and poured into me. And then my cousin Coot, Mary Lee, aka Coot, happy Mother's Day. I was her shadow growing up. I always followed her around. She was my big cuz. And so I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you. And then to my sister, my oldest sister, and I call her sister girl, Roslyn Singletary. Happy Mother's Day, sis. Love you. Thank you for giving me my only nephew. And I love my niece and nephew dearly. And so that's my immediate family. And I'm just going to stick to immediate family. And I don't think I forgot anybody. Help me, Sterling. I think that's everybody.
I think you ran through the list, Soretta. I think you named them all.
Okay, so before I let Sterling jump into his, I want to give some of the shout outs that we got on Facebook. And this came from Linda Jernigan. She's my union sister. And Linda Jernigan, her mother's name is Catherine. And she said, one of my best memories of her is during the 1950s, watching her sit every night for a couple of weeks, sewing sequins on layers of net that was the skirt of my older sister's prom dress. Well, I'm telling you, moms, we put it in, we make it happen. I'm going to read that again. She said her best memory of her mom was during the 1950s when she watched her mom sit every night for a couple of weeks sewing sequins on layers of net that was the skirt of her older sister's prom dress. Wow, that's just precious. That's a very precious memory. And moms give us those. They give us those precious memories. Thanks, Linda, for sharing that special memory of your mom. And then I want to go to some of the comments there. We have Lisa McFadden, who is my best friend for life. I want to shout out Lisa. We met in the military, and she's family. They're like family. And I love Lisa. She's my Hattie Mae. She's my Elizabeth. Sometimes, you know, if you know the story in the Bible, but with Elizabeth and Mary, they were both pregnant at the same time. And Elizabeth encouraged Mary. And so sometimes she's Elizabeth. She has to encourage me. And sometimes I'm Mary. I'm the person that's carrying the dream or the next, you know, the next thing. And it's hard. And I don't think I'm going to make it. And then sometimes I'm Elizabeth and she's the one that's carrying whatever it is. So Lisa, I love you. We love you guys. You are a true and genuine sister and friend. She's an excellent baker. She can cook and she takes care of her family and she loves hard. And we love you, Lisa. And so Lisa wanted to shout out her daughter-in-love, Celia. Celia McFadden, we love you. We shout you out. We salute you. Happy Mother's Day. She wanted to shout out her daughter, Amanda, my goddaughter, three beautiful girls. Amanda, way in Germany, we love you. We salute you. You are such a wonderful mother. I was there for one of the births of those girls. And Lisa wants to shout out her sister, Sharon. Sharon, she's an amazing, amazing lady. We love you. Happy Mother's Day, Sharon. And then MVP, Mr. Otis Johnson Jr., you guys, he wants to shout out his beautiful wife, Tracy Johnson. They will be married for 20 years on Monday, May the 9th. Tracy Johnson, your beau, he salutes you. Happy Mother's Day to you, Tracy Johnson. Then we've got Craig Roberts, my homeboy from the Ville, all the way from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Craig and I went to school together. He wants to shout out his mom, Velma Brown, and he says she is just the best. And I've met her before, and she is a beautiful woman. Happy Mother's Day, Miss Velma. Craig loves you. We love you. And he says you are just the best. And so I think that's all the Facebook comments we got for folks that wanted to shout out their loved ones. And so I'm going to let Sterling take it over and shout out all the special women in his life.
Yes, I would like to start off. I would be remiss if I didn't start off without saying happy Mother's Day to my lovely wife of almost 28 years. I mean, she's been there through the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, and the mother of my three brilliant sons. She's my world. She's my everything. She holds it down for me. She makes sure that I'm always dressed the smoothest, the
finest. That's right. I keep him dressed right now.
She always makes sure whatever I need, she always has it there. Babes, I love you. Keep being you. And we got a whole lot more Mother's Days to follow on with this.
Oh, that was so sweet. Thank you.
And moving on from there, these two ladies right here was my grandmother and my mom's. They're both gone on to glory now, but I always looked at both of them as being mothers to me.
Yeah.
My G-mom, as we called her, she was blind. She couldn't see, but she knew what I was doing all the time. And she loved me as like a son. And as if I was her son. I mean, she took care of me. She gave me advice. She knew everything about me for not being able to see me, but she knew so much about me. And she knew when I was up, down, if I was having a good time, bad time, she was always there for me. She always made sure that I had what I needed when I was a young kid. If I broke something or needed something fixed, she said, I got it. And she would always take care of me. Then my mom, Miss Ethel Smith, she always started off when I would call her when I was in the military. She'd always start off with this line right here. I got something hot to tell you. and it would just be like little family gossip because being like I was away in the military, she would fill me on everything that was going on at the house. And it would be funny little talks. And like I said, she's gone on the glory. And when I just think about her, it sort of makes me get sort of teary-eyed because she was my mom. I was like the baby boy. So
yeah.
They said I grew up differently from all the older boys that are in the house. They said mom was soft on me. Nah, she wasn't soft on me. She just loved me because I was her baby son. And she was funny. She always had these little sayings that she would roll across me. And they didn't make sense, but now they do make sense for what she was saying to me. And I always remember this about my mom. When I would go home, no matter how old I was, she would always make me breakfast every morning. But the key to getting breakfast every morning, I had to get up. And mom's got up at the crack of dawn.
Yes.
And like I would say, hey, I'm home on leave. She said, well, if you want to eat this breakfast, you better get up. And what do most sons do when their mom tells them to do things? Out of love and respect, I got up and did what she asked me to do. Like I said, my moms and my grandmoms, I love them. They've gone on to glory now. But I know they're watching over me saying, yep, that's my boy, Sterling. Or as they would call me by my nickname.
Porky.
It's a long story. We'll get into that a little bit later. And then starting from there, I'll just run through my my sisters, Sandra, Cynthia, Barbara. She's gone on the glory too. Stephanie and Cabby. Those are my older sisters. And like I said, I was the baby boy, so they always would treat me as if I was one of their kids. And I'd like to say to them, hey, thanks for help me grow up in life. As sisters, you guys fill the gap in a lot of things that I needed to know. And like they would tell me like how to date a woman and how to go about meeting women and or meeting young ladies. And they took care of me. But the special one was my oldest sister, Cabby. She was like my mom because she's like 18 years older than me. And when I was little, she was always took care of me. She made sure that I always had everything. And I think I may have forgot one of my sisters. Did I say Stephanie?
Yo, you said Stephanie. Yes,
and
Niecy.
Niecy, as we would call her. And she's another one of my sisters that was that's very near and dear to me. And to this day, she's still, like I said, I'm in my mid-50s now, and she still looks at me as if I'm one of her little as one of her sons. And like I said, they're my sisters. I love them. I'm just going to say, this is your day. Shout outs to you. Happy Mother's Day. And I love you all. Also, I have my my mother's sister. I call her Aunt Teensy. She's a mother, too. She stays up north. And I'll say Happy Mother's Day to her also. And I can't remember all my nieces and my nieces that have children.
Jasmine.
Starting with Tina, Jaquana, Jasmine, Pam,
Tia,
Tiara.
I think that's it.
I think that's all. Happy Mother's Day to them. They're my nieces. They're younger than me, but hey, Happy Mother's Day to you also. And my daughter-in-love, Miss Erica Smith, happy birthday, happy Mother's Day to you also.
Absolutely.
I've probably missing some people out there that I want to say happy Mother's Day to. If I miss you, it's not through out of being mad, but just I just can't remember the name. I can't remember you right now. So if I didn't call your name, I'm going to tell you also happy Mother's Day and enjoy your day.
You got everybody. I think you hit everybody. And yeah, certainly I was saving, well, I'm going to say Erica for last, but wanted to shout out to my daughter-in-law, Erica Smith. It's her first Mother's Day. Our grandbaby will be 8 months old this month. And so it's Erica's first Mother's Day. Yep. So, of course, I'm excited for her. She made me a gammy. So, you know, I love you, Erica. And she is just, she's a good girl. And I told my son that. And when I say girl, I don't mean like, you know, in a derogatory manner. But she is an excellent mother. She works full time, you know, and then I watch her with our grandbaby, how she keeps her home. She's a good housemaker, a housekeeper, her interaction with our son, you know, and she's just such a beautiful young woman. Like when you envision having a daughter-in-law, Erica is the person that you hope that your son, you know, that your son will end up meeting and falling in love with and having children with. You know, she's that type of girl, the girl that every mother and family hopes their son will find. And so I have no worries about him and his future and what his life is going to be like. And because I know that Erica is just a jewel and a gem, and we love her so very, very much. So happy first Mother's Day to you, Erica. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Oh, I forgot one person, and that's to my my brother's daughter, Dinesha. Happy Mother's Day to you also. She's one of my niece. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh yeah, and Tiffany. Tiffany, because you got great nieces.
Yeah, great nieces.
So we have nieces, and then we have great nieces, right? And so, but Tiffany, that's Craig's daughter, Craig and Lynn's daughter. So happy Mother's Day to Tiffany. I think that's it for the immediate family. Yeah, immediate family. And so there's just a few of my girlfriends that I want to shout out and wish a happy Mother's Day to. Sandra Bryant. We had the Bryants on when we did our February love show, and the Bryants came on. And remember, she told y'all that she stalked Wayne, that she stalked, that she was the aggressor, and that she stalked Wayne.
She got her man.
But she got her man, and they've been married, what? God, I forget what it was, 34 years, something like that. So she is one of my best friends for life. She's was like a mother to me, and we just love the Bryants. Happy Mother's Day, Sandra Bryant. Happy Mother's Day, Jawana Zaire. That is Sandra's beautiful daughter, and I've watched her grow up, and now she's a mom of two, an entrepreneur, and just doing great things. So, Jawana, we love you, and we want to send a shout out and a happy Mother's Day to you. Want to send a happy Mother's Day out to Dr. Renee Johnson, all the way in Arizona. Our church family, we sat under the Johnsons in Germany and have stayed connected with them all these years. She is a powerful woman. She has been such an inspiration in my life over the years. So I want to send a shout out to Dr. Renee Johnson all the way in Arizona. Happy Mother's Day to Apostle Sylvia McFadden all the way in South Carolina. Again, another woman that has just been like a mother over the years and such an instrumental part of
our lives
and where we are today and all of the things that we're doing today. Shout out to my pastor, my overseer, Bishop Nedenia Barber. You better say that thing right. Nedenia Barber.
Say it right. Say it with your chest.
But we love you. We thank you for all of the prayers and the support You know, we can call on her anytime and we know that she's going to be there. Whatever it is that we need, we love you so much. She has, from day one, been supporters and loved us and been there for us through many difficult times. So we want to give a shout out to Nedenia Barber. We love you so, so very, very much. Go ahead. Somebody else?
Also, to my one of my neighborhood buddies, happy Mother's Day to his wife, Mrs. Alice Dodell.
Hey!
That's my big sister. I mean, she's my big sister, and she can cook.
She can put it down.
Put it down, and she always makes sure I always when I come to the house, and always she offers me something to eat.
Yeah. So Alice, we love you.
We love you, Alice.
We've known them since I think we all moved here at the same time. Yeah. Our kids have grown up together. We don't have to see them and talk to them every day. They're family, no matter what. They are our ride and loves through thick and thin. They're gonna be there to support us. We're gonna be there to support them. So happy Mother's Day, Alice. Happy Mother's Day to
Trusa.
Who?
Alan's wife. Transu.
Lisa Transu. Happy Mother's Day, Lisa. We love you so much. Again, we just want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. And we want to send a happy Mother's Day to the Dodell's daughter. She has twins and another little toddler. And so we want to send Alexis. We want to send a happy Mother's Day out to Alexis. She's married, so her name's not Dodell anymore.
I call her Little Alice.
Little Alice. That's what we call her, little, because she looks identical to Alice. So happy Mother's Day, Alexis. We are so proud of you. We love you so much. The sky's the limit. Keep growing and keep going and loving those beautiful babies that you have. I tell you, I don't want to miss anybody.
I have another one.
Sir. Okay, okay.
Also, to she's a near friend to the family. Happy Mother's Day, little mama. I mean, you're another person is very near and dear to my heart that took care of me when I was very young, when I first moved down to Florida. She just took care of me. Little mom, I love you. She's getting up there in years, but happy Mother's Day to you, little mama.
Yeah, little mama. She is the sweetest lady, one of the sweetest ladies that you will ever meet. And so certainly, yeah, I echo that. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Betty Gainey in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I love Betty Gainey, my Sunday school teacher growing up. Happy Mother's Day to Miss Betty, my childhood choir director. Man, there's so many people. I don't want to miss anybody. I don't know if this was a good idea.
Because
you don't want people to feel like, you know, you left them out. Happy Mother's Day to my niece, Aaliyah Ruffin.
Yes.
Yeah, happy birthday, Aaliyah. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, Aaliyah.
Well, her birthday just passed.
Her birthday just passed.
So happy birthday and happy Mother's Day to my niece, Aaliyah. Beautiful. I have a great niece. We have another great niece.
Yes.
Miss Cayenne. So we want to say happy Mother's Day to her. Happy Mother's Day to Representative Gloria Frazier. Love you so much, Representative Frazier. She is just an awesome, the hardest working representative here in the state of Georgia. Happy Mother's Day to my political mother, Elizabeth Liz Johnson. She says, if you're going to say it, then you better say it right. So happy Mother's Day to Elizabeth Liz Johnson.
Yes, Liz Johnson. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for all that you have poured into me in the short time that we have known each other. Happy Mother's Day to my neighbor and prayer warrior partner, Miss Stephanie Captain, across the street here. Want to say happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to Andrea Francois, my neighbor down the street. Happy Mother's Day to Miss Julie, my neighbor across the street. You know, I've been here with these ladies for many years. And so just want to say happy Mother's Day to them. There's some awesome dynamic women. Thank you so much for all that you do. Happy Mother's Day to my cousin Angela and Vonnie down in Chirawl, South Carolina. Happy Mother's Day, cuz. Love you guys so, so, so very much. Happy Mother's Day, Dietrich Dietrich Robinson Bell, Ethel McMillan. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Melanie Bowden. I love you to life. Wow, I can go on and on. Happy Mother's Day, Apostle Felicia Rhodes. Happy Mother's Day, Angela Rhodes. And, you know, I could just go on and on and on because I just know so many awesome and dynamic women. But to all the mothers, Happy Mother's Day. Did I say? Yeah, I said my cousin, Koo. I said, yeah, Koo. Said Happy Mother's Day to all the women. And, you know, my grandmother used to read this poem on Mother's Day. And it was a really, really special poem. And I had intended to read the Mother's Day poem, but I wasn't able to, you know, in finding in all of her things, I wasn't able to find the poem. But I did want to read a special Mother's Day poem as we close the show to all of the mothers out there. Okay? Is that okay, Sterling?
Yes, I think that would be very suitable for the moment.
Okay. It says, a mother loves right from the heart. She holds her baby close to her heart. The bond that grows will never falter. Her love is so strong, it will never alter. A mother gives never-ending love. She never feels that she has given enough. For you, she will always do her best, constantly working. There's no time to rest. A mother is there when things go wrong, a hug and a kiss to help us along. Always there when we need her near, gently wipes our eyes when we shed a tear. So on this day, shower your mother with love. Gifts and presents are nice, but that is not enough. Give your mother a day to have some peace of mind. Be gentle, be good, be helpful, be kind. So we hope that you have enjoyed hearing about all of the mothers in our lives and hearing from the folks that wanted to shout out their mothers. One more shout out to my city council members, Councilwoman Deborah Fisher. Happy Mother's Day to you, Councilwoman Sylvia Martin. Happy Mother's Day to you. My colleagues, didn't want to forget them. Want to make sure that I wish them a happy Mother's Day as well. So I think that's about it, Sterling.
And I'll say a happy Mother's Day to Miss Sonia Thomas. I work with her, and she's been instrumental in my actual work career and what I'm pursuing with doing.
Yeah, she's a great lady, too. Love Sonia Thomas. Happy Mother's Day. She's an awesome lady. A fabulous lady, and so we certainly want to send her a happy Mother's Day. So listen, get out there, love on your moms, love on those special women in your lives, show them how much you appreciate them through this week leading up to Mother's Day and on Mother's Day. And we pray that everyone has a safe and happy Mother's Day weekend as you're traveling up and down the highways. Be aware of your surroundings and make it to your destination safe and get back home safe. And so as we always close out with our marriage mantra, and it goes a little something like this. The more you put in your marriage,
the more you'll get out of your marriage.
Until next time, take care.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.